Listen and Live Audio presents Dogs Will Be Dogs, produced by St. Hubert's Animal Welfare Center. Part 1, Leader of the Pack.
Since you're listening to this audio tape, it doesn't take a clairvoyant to know that you either own a dog or are contemplating dog ownership. Because the relationship between you and your dog can last as long as 15 years or more, it's helpful to know as much as you can about how your four-legged companion is able to learn from you. It is believed that dogs descended from wolf-like ancestors that lived millions of years ago. More recent archaeological evidence suggests that dogs were one of the earliest domesticated animals, living in close association with humans for the last 10,000 years. Whether the dog first adopted man, or man adopted the dog, is debatable. But it is certain that the dog's superior ability to hear and smell made them invaluable to humans for hunting and guarding. Man's best friend is also probably man's oldest friend. And as with any good friendship, a mutual and realistic understanding of privileges, responsibilities, and rules is necessary in order to have a rewarding relationship with your dog. Like their ancestors, the wolves, dogs are instinctively pack animals. However, unlike wolves, domestic dogs easily incorporate humans into their packs. An important part of social behavior within a pack consists of establishing interactive patterns between the dog and her social group, in this case, you and your family. This can be accomplished by teaching your dog to willingly give up control of space and objects, to acquiesce to the owner's requests, and to accept gestures and postures that might feel challenging to the dog as normal interactions. To have a happy and satisfying relationship with your dog, it is crucial that she learn to see humans as her leaders. Unless she learns to respect you and other family members as her leaders, your dog may engage in a variety of inappropriate behaviors that will frustrate you and that can tarnish and even destroy the new friendship. When relationships with dogs get off to a bad start, all too often, the dogs are given up for being unruly or even aggressive toward their owners. The ideal relationship between you and your dog is one of love and trust, which must include affectionate guidance and teaching based on consistent and fair leadership. And in order for you to properly teach your dog what is expected of her, you must know.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?